Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, hope day. We have a short week this week, a long weekend.
Yeah, your survivor's over.
I know. Don't. What?
It's
what
like
you,
one of the first things I thought of was it's Wednesday and that's not on tonight. Oh. No.
I do have a thing about Survivor and about Big Brother, though.
What do you have?
Hold on, because I'll do it right now because it is important.
Is it?
Well, I think so. I mean, listen, you know, it's only so many things in my life that really get me super stoked. And this is one of them. CBS programming. And by the way, you know, we worked for CBS for a million zillion years. And so there was no going on any of these shows. There was no question. Like when we were young and hot, we were working for CBS. Couldn't even, you know, you can't even try to get on those shows. It's like they should do an all DJ version. But now for the last couple of years, we haven't worked for CBS anymore, you know, and I'm like, I'm tired.
I don't know what she does, but one of those girls from, I think it's the lady from Kansas City with the surgery, she's a DJ for somewhere in Kansas City, right?
Yeah, from a couple years ago?
Yeah, no, she was on this last episode, Danny. Isn't that her
name,
Danny?
Oh, right. Oh, that chick from Survivor. I thought you were talking about wasn't there some other DJ who was on like Big Brother a couple seasons ago?
Yeah,
the one who had like the full face of makeup?
I was going along the lines of the conversation you were having, which is Survivor and DJs, and I'm saying that girl's a DJ.
Yeah.
So it can be done.
I never
saw her promote her station or...
Didn't seem to be allowed to. But my guess is not a CBS station.
Be that, you know, sometimes because of the way radio has shrunk, you might have been in radio and you might still be fringe...
Hopeful.
In radio, but not really in radio. I don't know. I'm not sure. But
so they're saying CBS rolled out their fall schedule.
Is that right?
Yeah, they did. It has. It was labeled fall, so I'm going with that. It features 17 returning scripted seasons. They're saying Survivor is on that list, even though it's not scripted. And it looks like Big Brother is they're actually going to try and do that this summer.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
So usually it premieres. Let me read this here. Usually premieres in late June, early July. They're saying it could be a little later than usual, but we're optimistic about getting those on. The shows turn around pretty quickly. Big Brother has live shows every week, you know, so those are shows that, while there is some production that goes into them because they have a live element, I do know what they'll do. They won't have a studio audience.
Right.
It'll just be Julie. And when she interviews them, she'll be 10 feet away, 20 feet even. She is too precious.
She can interview from 50 feet and still knock it out of the park. She's
incredible.
Kills it every time.
My God, that's exactly what I was thinking. It doesn't even matter. She could just stay home and do it from there into a fake microphone that doesn't feed the studio, and we'll still be like, oh my God, that was amazing.
Mesmerized, yep.
But first... So anyway, they're saying
for now, let's eavesdrop on the house guest from outside the Big Brother house with I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
Yeah, good night.
Get him, Julie. Get him.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing. God, her ad lib skills are just I know. It's just like so natural.
Take notes, Sarah.
Dude, I'm trying, you know. You know, even if I was as good looking as her, I couldn't do that show, you know? It's just there'd be no way. Face for radio. I can't really think on my feet or, you know.
I would love to see you do a television show like that.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be great. Right. He wants to watch a piano fall on my head.
I would get the hook worked up. Over everything that involves a camera.
It's so true.
And yet, you're the person who's pushed to get cameras even in this scenario. It's weird.
Well, I
while
do
this
feel
is totally
like
different.
I know it is different. Honestly, phone cameras don't bother me. I'll do cartwheels on phone cameras. I don't care. I'm not nervous on those. But I don't know what it is. It's like being watched by a giant eye or something. I just go like, oh, Sauron's watching me. So it's very the eye of Sauron. You know, you don't want that looking at you.
Right.
Things are over. I don't know. I black
That's
out.
Lord
but
of the Rings, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. The, if I was like really hot though, like one of these, you know, TV people that they look amazing on TV, I bet you I could get used to it. You know, can't you get used to anything? If you were like,
I would think by now you'd be used to it. I respect you very much as a professional. I do. So this isn't, I'm not capping on you as a, like, you know, oh, I'm so much better, anything like that at all. But what I'm saying is, along the years, we've done so many different things. And when you are still at this heightened level of blackout each time we're about to start, I'm always surprised. Like, man, that hasn't worn off.
I just can't seem to wrap my head around it. It's such a weird thing. Public speaking, I hate those things. And yet here I am, you know. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm talking to you three. You know, I'm looking at my phone. It's the three of you. There's the Jesus. There's Britton with his fancy new librarian glasses. He's got the hot librarian look going on.
You know what?
Call it fancy.
Those might not be designer or anything, but you could pull glasses off.
You look good in those. It's like a whole new look. It's like we got a whole new guy on the show.
That's so funny.
I don't know if your hat has straightened you out, but a lot of times, myself included, a person puts glasses on, and if they stay on too long, their face starts to show the bend in it, and you actually go to the mirror and go, my glasses are crooked, and that's actually
and that's where they're sitting
crooked.
Comfortable. I have a super crooked face.
Oh, yeah, most people do, but, I mean, Bryn looks really sharp in those.
Yeah,
oh,
Bryn has a pretty, you know, straight face.
I don't know about that. Well, I always hide it with hats, you know. That's what I do.
Oh, is that it?
Easy way.
Yeah, that's. It might be hiding it right now. I'm not sure, but
yeah, it looks really symmetrical.
There's actually a TikTok thing where there's a filter or something where it makes you perfectly symmetrical because it
mirrors. Yeah, splits your face.
And then it goes away real quick, and they go, oh, and they realize how crooked their face actually is.
You know how else you can see that is if you are looking in a mirror, and then you turn around and you look at your face, like there's a way to like see it, and you can really, because it's not the way you're used to looking at your face, because you're used to the way you look in the mirror,
right.
And if it gets flipped around on you, you can really.
Oh,
like,
you see it.
I got an eyeball that's an inch lower than my other one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You put your glasses on, and at first, when you leave the mirror, you're like straight. But if you go watch it, like I'll go watch a show for 2 hours or whatever I'm doing and come back to go to the bathroom and look at, and the things are bent.
Yeah, and they're comfortable. That's the way they want to sit. They're like this.
So I have to jimmy them. I have to go bend them a little bit and tweak that. All right, I'm straight again.
Yeah.
Start over.
Maybe that's it. Maybe when you put on glasses and their level, like you put a level on top of them and there they are, their level. And just because one eye's down here and one eye's up here, it's like it actually helps make your face look a little bit more normal.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like my whole jaw goes off to the side. I say, you know, I clearly got stuck in a canal somewhere when I was born.
Yikes.
Isn't that what happens? No.
A canal somewhere?
You know what I'm talking about.
Well,
I don't know, but I mean, somewhere. I don't want to talk about my mom's canal.
Okay.
You know.
That's not that.
Down there.
Oh, boy.
She's probably writing anyway as we speak.
Well, we have been talking already this morning, so, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Of course. Oh. You know, listen, when I wake up at 4:15, it's already after 7 there. Like, right. They're up. I guess my brother. So, check this out, right? This is... Like, you know how sometimes you feel like you have some stress?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. My brother and my sister-in-law are living in my mother's house.
Right.
And they have three kids, and all those kids have boyfriends and girlfriends, and they come by their house. So they've turned the house into kind of like a free-for-all, right?
Wait a minute. So the three kids aren't at... They're college age, right?
They are, but they have visited multiple times, like come and stayed. I think Shay was there, the daughter was there for the whole summer. They don't even know what's going to happen when college starts back up because that's so in flux right now.
That's what I was actually trying to say. So aren't their kids probably staying at your mom's, right? Because there's nowhere to go.
For quite a bit of the summer, yes. Yeah. So they have an older daughter too. She's in her late 20s. And she doesn't live there, but I guess her boyfriend is down there with them now because they're helping with the move. So they've been looking for a house. They find a house. They close on the house last Thursday. So they own their own house down there.
All right.
I know. Congratulations.
That's a big deal.
Thursday they close. Friday, I think like four or five of them. I don't know. There's a bunch of them running around. Fly to St. Louis, which is where all their stuff is from
the
their
storage
old house.
Spot, right? That's been so there instead for of over a year now, right?
Almost 2 years, Vinny.
Okay.
They've been paying on the storage. And this is, and I'm talking, like I've told you this, they had a 6,000 square foot house in St. Louis.
Right.
A gigantic palace of a house.
And they lived there a long time, right?
They lived there long enough that they, you know, around 10 years probably.
Okay.
So long enough that they had a 6,000 square foot house full of stuff. You know, every room had stuff in it. And they didn't pare it down when they left. Like,
they stored it all.
They sold the
house. There's
something
to be said for that. I mean, you have bought stuff and you will have to buy stuff again. And that means I have definitely, put it this way, I've gotten rid of so much crap that I have gone, you know what I need? My shop vac back. Or my car
If only
jack.
I still had that.
I got
your
rid of
demo
so-
tapes.
All the stuff I've thrown away, I just look back on and go, man, I already own that stuff. Once.
Or I did. Well, right. Here's the thing, though. A 6,000 square foot house in St. Louis is, there have to be things you can get rid of. First of all, your kids are all off in school and, you know, you don't need four bedroom sets and the guest room set. You just don't. And probably. Because I'm talking about, you know, 18 months or more of paying for storage, which is not cheap.
Well, storage can't be that much in St. Louis, though, right? It's not the same as here.
I was surprised by how, I'm not going to give you all the details about it, but I was very surprised by how expensive it was. And the fact that they've been paying on it for 2 years, those thousands of dollars, they'll buy you what you need.
Right.
You keep the things that are very precious to you, the things you can't part with. You know, this is just my opinion. And listen, if you're listening, Debbie, you know, the decisions you've made are the right ones. I'm not questioning you.
Well, they've already done it. But so now the family is
what? So they fly up.
Okay, got it.
They fly up to St. Louis and they're going to load a truck and they're going to bring all the stuff down to the new house, which, by the way, is it's a small house. It's 1,400 square feet. So they're going from 6,000 square feet and all the stuff that was in it to a 1,400 square foot house. So
I never know what that means. I don't know what how many square feet I'm living in.
You're in about 30. I think you're in 3,200 square feet.
Oh, okay.
I think we looked at the. And I have
this is the biggest house I've owned. Yeah. This place is big.
Yeah.
3,200 is big.
3,200 is a great. It's like the perfect size house. Actually, we lived in a house that was the house on the hill was 5,000 square feet, and we're in 2,200. I know it was humongous. It was and the stuff accumulates.
Too, right.
It was a big house. Now we live in about 2,200 square feet, and that's perfect for us as soon as our kids get the F out of here. So this is our forever house. Brittany, how big is your house? Oh, you know, Vinny hasn't seen your house. So anyway, so they go to St. Louis, and they get a one of those Gigantor moving trucks. The biggest one that a person with a regular license can drive.
Got it.
And they stack it to the rafters, and then they go get another truck because there's... And they get kind of a medium size. Oh, we'll be able to get a rest in
the
medium size.
So they're going to convoy back to Florida.
So they fill a medium sized truck to the rafters. And then they rent a new storage space for the stuff that they still can't pack in the two trucks. And they drive back. They leave St. Louis. I don't know when. I don't know how long it took them to pack these trucks and blah, blah, blah. But they got back Monday night. So they left Friday, flew there, packed trucks, drove back. It's not California to Florida, but St. Louis it's a long drive. Can you see how long it takes to get from St. Louis, Missouri to Marco Island? So now they got my 80-year-old dad over there helping them unload and
Gentry
pack
went with them?
No. He went met them at the house and they're
House. Got it.
Now they have two gigantic trucks to unload into the 1,400 square foot.
Because they're
house.
Doing all this in a pandemic.
Uh huh.
To make that clear, this
apparently,
is happening now, right?
That's not happening in Florida, apparently. No one's wearing masks. Everyone's eating out.
Over 1,100 miles away. And it says about 17-hour drive. I'm sure.
Yeah, it's not a short drive. It's not an easy, And so I don't know how many of them went up, five of them, and they drove these two trucks back. So I mean, to me, just hearing my mom telling me and my sister-in-law like giving me the updates and here I'm telling you, it's like I have bugs crawling on my skin. Like I just know that I would have lost my mind. Like, I don't know how they're holding it together. Like, that to me is the ultimate story. Like, moving sucks anyway. Yeah. But then to, like, I mean, just the monthly payment on that storage space would have been killing me.
But look, they weren't really paying rent, so they were probably thinking to themselves, this is what, we'll just consider that our rent bill, right? I mean, they're not paying your parents for having stayed there, right?
No, certainly not.
They did it right. They couch toured with family, and they were able to, So what they spent, I'm sure they were able to go. Hey,
let's hope so.
If we were paying rent, we'd be paying way more. Blah blah blah. Plus, sometimes you just have to say F it. This is what we've done.
We're gonna live through this.
You just got to.
What other choice do you have? These are the decisions you've made that have brought you
to this
point.
These are the coronavirus. That's the coronavirus story. We're all in it.
Yeah.
Jesus, how did we get here, right?
I know, exactly. Right.
How did this happen?
But,
Meanwhile, by the way, if you want some good news, and I'll tell you the story when it's my turn, but Napa County is like throwing open the doors and saying, we're back, baby. It's crazy.
Yes, yay.
Do we clap?
I don't know what to do about
that. Dine-in
in
restaurants, schools, and other businesses in Napa County can resume operations after state officials on Tuesday approved the county's petition to push ahead into the next phase of reopening. They've announced, and I got to check this because I almost feel like this can't be right. They've announced that they're able to reopen. Schools in Napa County are going to reopen starting June 1st.
I thought they were closed in June. Oh, well, I suppose there's still a couple weeks left in the...
No, I don't know, and I have to... That's what I need to read about, because I don't know if that means that that's going to be considered summer school.
Right.
Or if that's going to be
end
considered...
End of this year.
The end of this year, or the beginning of next year, because they've missed so much. So I gotta read more on that, but that's... just.
Have they had no
like,
cases or something? Is it... I mean, if they feel like they're... safe, although that invites people to go in. I would drive to Napa and go get at a restaurant if I could get my head around it, you know?
Yep.
No, so,
I, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'm happy for them, and I guess they don't have a lot of. We don't have a lot here in Santa Cruz County either. But I also can tell you, I left here. I don't know at what point yesterday. I hung out with my kid for a few hours, and we got to nap time, and then I took off to go look for surf.
Oh, how was it?
It was totally windblown and not surfable. But as I drove up the coast, there were police presence, and they were standing there stopping people from going down to the beach.
Oh.
And you could see people, like, they're parked, and they're getting out of their cars, but they could see police right there on the path. And
yes.
I'm sitting there going, you know that guy's there for a reason. Why are you even...
I'm going to talk my way past him. I can do this. Are you kidding? I'm a high-powered real estate
broker. I'm telling you, I think that people left expecting that they were going to get to spend the day at the beach and then find themselves
I'm
sort
local.
Of going...
I'm local. What?
How do we get around this little problem?
Do you think he'll see us if we sneak through these bushes? We'll on to the other side
they
of
were them? Chasing people out of there is what it came down to.
Wow.
So. But
it's a long coastline to be policing, you know?
Yeah, but it is, except that most people who go to the beach in their shoes and sock feet, they're sort of thinking along a specific
using the
path.
Well-worn trails.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's sort of, you go.
So
you
didn't
know.
Get to, so you looked at the ocean, but you didn't get to put
I checked it
in.
Out. I'm going to go, I believe we're off this Friday. Yeah, I'm going to go this Friday morning, first thing.
What do you mean? Don't act like that, Bryn. You know as well as we do we're off this Friday. You stop it.
Double confirm that.
Stop it right now. Oh, it's confirmed. I'll tell you that. I'm calling in sick right now for Friday if we suddenly don't have it.
Well, what do you got? I need to double check this. We're going to need...
I think I have Ebola. Corona. Jeez, oh, yeah, Ebola. All right, let's...
I'm looking at this website that shows Napa County's...
infection rate.
It says it's funny because it says total cases is 92, active 45, recovered 44, but the total test they put out was 4,000, and it's hard to determine, you know, how accurate.
That's how many tests they had.
How
total?
Many tests that they've given out so far?
And out of the 4,000 tests, there which means not everyone, 95 people or whatever,
92 people were infected.
All those numbers are super suspect for a few reasons, including one, which is the tests aren't super reliable,
exactly.
But also the who's getting tested. Mm-hmm. I haven't been tested. Have you?
No.
I mean, most people aren't being tested, so there's that. And then we find out, you know, I told you yesterday, Georgia got caught fudging numbers, and now Florida's been caught fudging numbers. The lady who was in charge of putting together the stats was like, I'm not changing that for you, and they fired her. So I think she's going to end up being someone who, I don't know if that's a whistleblower
her superior said, let's make that number 2.
Let's work that to look differently. Right, exactly right.
That's kind of scary, you know. Those people can be in a lot of trouble if somebody wound up dying from something that they maybe didn't have to catch. I'll tell you know, there are places where, and look, Napa, I wish you well. I do
me too.
Want that to work out, because I want this world to come back, and I want to go out to I just want everyone to be able to do what they need to do. But I am fearful of it, because what if it doesn't? And that's, you know, so my parents, who are very laissez-faire, you know, who, que sera, sera, they are living their lives as though nothing has changed, truly. And it scares the out of me. My dad is 80 years old and has asthma.
Yeah, like, but you know what? He's also fine.
So far, so good.
So,
you know?
I mean,
don't
I've
visit
said
people
this...
in nursing homes, I guess.
I've said this from the beginning. I hope that I'm wrong and that
me
this
too.
is the joke is on me, because I would love for this to be fine and everyone and for much ado about nothing. Is that the term? I hope that's the case, because I really don't want to get sick.
No,
and
I don't want
anyone
that I love to get sick. I don't want anyone to get sick and die. I don't who's going to wish that on anybody? And, you know, so we're all taking the precautions for the people we don't know. That's why I'm doing it. I don't want to get anybody sick.
Well,
I wanted to throw Memorial Day barbecue, social distance barbecue, and we're not doing it. We had long conversations, and the professor weighed in, and we have decided that it's for the best that we just let this continue.
Riley is now the professor.
Professor Killjoy.
All right.
He runs this place.
Hey, let's get started. We're
okay,
late.
Okay, yeah, we are late. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah, Vinny, Alice, Mojo. We are back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.